views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. All problems are really just solutions in disguise and possibilities just waiting to happen. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and then in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, at Transformation Talk Radio.com and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening late now or you're listening later. So it's my pleasure to share this life-transforming information. And we love to get feedback from you and have you call in. We are here for you today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I am doing dragon card readings from Tales from the Vector, which is always a lot of fun. And I have a special guest on the show with me today. I have Mr. Will Hatch here, and he's my favorite traveling companion, and he just happens to be traveling through here. And we've been working on the Layer 4 Call to Dance manual. We've got layer 1, 2, and 3 ready, and we're getting ready for the layer 4 seminar, which is on September 29th to 30th. And I'm so excited about that because I'm going to have my first official dragon sayers. And we're going to be like, I'm really excited about that. I just want to check, Will, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to have you on the radio show again. I know this morning we were trying to figure out when you were last on. I think it was a year
November.
Or so. Yeah.
And
November-ish, of 2017. So 16, sorry. So hey, time flies when you're having fun. So, how are you doing? Tell us, because we haven't heard from you for a while. What have you been up to? What are you doing? How's life treating you?
I got a real job. It was interesting. Back into the office. I had a nice chance to feel what the normal world does and get a pulse for what regular people do and what they think about. It was good time.
I'm just to fill in for people. Will and I... we're in Peru together. We did a ceremony together, ayahuasca ceremony, and the sapo and what is it? Ohe.
Ohe.
Ohe. Ohe was interesting. But go ahead.
So a little over 5 years ago, or a little over 4 years ago, I asked the universe for a teacher, and I got one. She was a little shorter than I expected.
It's funny, like if you put it out there to the universe that you want to do this kind of work and that's kind of been a passion of mine. I've been traveling, around the world and getting as many answers as I can. And I just love the manuals that we've been working on. Each manual is about 90 pages. But it's actually a coloring book. There's about 80 pictures in each coloring book, and they explain the basics and layer one of the work that I do. And actually, what it the Call to Dance program, a lot of people talk about when you are doing energy work that you can peel the layers of the onion, and you just keep peeling the layers. And I don't really like that because I find I love onions to eat, but I find them very stinky, and they make you cry. So I thought I'd rather do a program, and I did it after the seven layers of the veil dance. And so that's about, you know, as you lift one layer off, as one veil, colorful veil floats to the ground, you start realizing, you know, letting go isn't all that bad. It can be a very beautiful thing. And so, you know, layer four is about the heart energy. And this is my Dragon Sayer program. And so after you've attended four live events you know, gone through those 4 weekends, you're an official Dragon Sayer. After going through these manuals, I'm confident that with the manuals and also with the dragon cards from Tales from the Vector, that all of my students, they just blow my mind how amazing they are. Our last seminar was we had a layer one and then a layer three, and a lot of people at that layer three were working on new careers, new pathways, new choices. And I'm happy to say that the results from that class are, we have about 5 people out of the 12 that were there that have stepped into amazing, amazing, amazing career choices that have just opened up for them, just wow, just like this. And so not saying that when you're shifting energy that it's always smooth all the time, right, Will? You know, Will flew in, you know, during the Smoky. How long did it take the 1-hour flight to get from Calgary to Kelowna?
It only took me 8 hours to get on the flight.
So, you know, this is just sort of an example, like when you're really wanting to get somewhere and you know how to shift energy. Instead of giving up at 7 a.m. with all the other people that when the flight was canceled, you just stuck around and kept shifting energy, right?
I waited for everybody to go through the lineup and for the lady who could help me to finally have the time to be able to help me. And I walked up and I informed her very politely that I really wanted to fly today.
And so what happened?
I kept walking back and forth, and I kept telling people very politely that I really wanted to fly today. And between all the different people I talked to, it happened.
And so that's just like an example of how we can use this energy. I'm very excited about my Call to Dance program and the Tales from the Vector cards. What the Dragon Sayers, that level, is when you have achieved like the 4 seminars. And the reason why I insist that people come to my live events here in Kelowna is because I can keep my expenses down by not traveling myself and allow other people to travel. So anyone who's interested, Kelowna is a beautiful place. The smoke has cleared. We're no longer under emergency evacuation orders here for many of the places. There's some places that there's still some fires burning. But in September, that layer one seminar will be on the Call to Dance seminar will be September 22nd to 23rd, which is the Saturday and Sunday. And on the Friday nights, I always have a free live talk event where people can come and enjoy what it's like, feel what it's like to experience that feeling of being with like-minded people that want to shift energy. This is a 2-hour event. I explain a little bit about what's going on, and then I pull people out of the audience. We put names in a hat to make it fair and give people an opportunity to see what this energy work is really like. And, you know, it's all, we always have fun at those events, and we, because the program's called to dance, and my team is a bunch of belly dance instructors and divas and goddesses. Of course, we have to go out dancing Friday night after that. And then we partake in the seminar. Always have a wonderful time. The people at the hotel, they started asking me, what is it that you do? Because they said, usually when we have conferences here on the weekend and it's nice outside, everybody runs out the door at 5, and at 6:30, people are still hanging about at your seminars, and everybody looks so happy, and everybody's got belly dance scarves on, because every once in a while, when the tension gets too hard, we just dance for 5 minutes and get the energy moving again. And so this is, like Will and I've been like working on this for these manuals for like 2 years now. And, you know, I'll get you to explain, like, I'm drawing these pictures. I'm hand drawing these pictures, like 80 of them, just with Sharpie markers. And Will puts his magic touch with the computer on them. And I don't know how he does it. But all of a sudden, an hour later, all my pictures look amazing. And I want to thank you so much for that, Will.
It's a lot of fun.
And all the people that at the seminars have been saying, tell Will, thank you. So I don't want to forget to say that. We have a caller who's been patiently waiting. And so we will take that call after we take a short break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Will Hatch. And when we return, we will take some more callers, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take the first caller, and we will make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We're back on The Tooth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my surprise guest today, Mr. Will Hatch. And why I'm laughing is because in my manuals, like in my Tales from the Vector deck, I started out this deck 12 years ago, and I had something like 25 when I first brought them out, and then I had another 19, and then I had another 18, and now I'm in the midst of painting number 61. So the ones that were not ready to come out yet, we just put a Will Hatch egg on them. Will Hatch soon. So now we're only down to 4 eggs. So Will,
how many? How many paintings did you have done when I met you? 9? 12?
I had 17 done when I met you.
17? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been how long since you had put one out? I remember it had been something like
it had been 3.5 years. I got stuck on Courage. That's the dragon. She's the yellow dragon. She's from the Pleiades. And she was, like, because I just want to explain this, my paintings are 3 feet by 4 feet dragons, and they're very detailed, and they have a lot of crystals embedded in them and a lot of different energies embedded in them. And so the whole time I'm working with these paintings, I'm energetically shifting, and it took me 3 years to complete Courage. That's about the solar plexus, the child, the inner child kind of energies. And so it was, I never know. The dragons, I find that it's really hard to ignore them when they want to be painted, and you can't make them show up when they don't want to. It's like herding cats. But what we'll do, Will, is we have Kathleen waiting, so we'll take her call, and we'll see where this leads to. I just wanted to mention before we take the call, though, that the card that I chose for today is the Pisces card. I have 12 astrological cards, but the Pisces cards, the astrological cards in my deck are regarding states of being that occur from different aspects in our life. And what a lot of people were telling me for the last 2 years is, I want balance in my life. I want balance. And so these cards are about balance. And so the Pisces card, the reason I chose it is because we're about to move into a full moon on August 26th. And that is going to be the moon of Pisces. And it's been an intense time for us because we have had a lot of retrograde planets, and Mars and Mercury have now moved in, like they're moving forward again. So the energy is sort of softening up right now. But this card is about sink or swim. And it's also the energetic upgrade for this particular card is for some, leaving the watery depths of Pisces to enter the age of Aquarius feels uncomfortable, like a fish out of water. But eventually, even the deepest divers have to accept their need for air. So if you want a strong future, participate in it. That's the advice from this card. And now we're going to take Kathleen.
Hello.
Kathleen, you're
Hi,
on the
Kathleen.
Air.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Will. Thank you for taking my call.
Very well.
Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, very clearly. Thank you.
Okay, good. I am wanting help today. I've been harassed by a neighbor for 11 years. And now, last summer, a gentleman moved in with her, so the harassment multiplied because he teamed up with her, and then recently they had another neighbor from another building joining in as well. So it's caused a lot of anxiety, and I've taken a lot of actions to protect myself, but now I have thoughts coming up saying that this is never going to end.
Okay, so I just like to get a baseline. from people, just so that we can kind of get a feeling for how much is this bothering you? On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, this is horrible, my whole life is ruined, and 0 being like, I'm totally neutral to this, I don't care what these people do. Where on that scale do you feel you are?
It's an 8.
An 8, okay. So, Will, you wanted to say something. First and foremost, what were you, and I'm going to pick some cards while Will's talking here, and then we'll come back with this, okay?
Okay, I think this looks really straightforward here. Now, your anxiety comes from not feeling safe in your home. And that's an important thing. So let's get really clear about the border here. Now, are you safe in your home, or are you just safe until you leave your home? And then you have to go through this, let's call it a militarized zone on the way out of your home. Is it that, or are you really unsafe in your home?
Oh, well, I feel less safe if I leave my home, but then I'm concerned about leaving my home because my property had been vandalized in the past.
Okay.
Okay. So kind of what I want to do here is just be able to get really specific, because then at least you can feel safe when you sleep at night. And that'll leave you feeling better in the morning to prepare yourself to do whatever it is that you have to do with this.
Okay.
And so then my next question is, what's keeping you there? Because if there's a bunch of miserable people around me, I'm most likely just going to get up and go somewhere else.
Because I own my home.
Okay.
And, okay. I've been here a long time. It seems challenging to move.
Can I ask you how long you've been living there?
Yes, 23 years.
Okay, and are you living alone?
Yes.
Okay, and when you moved there 23 years ago, did you move in there alone?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been single all this time?
I mean, I've had some relationships, but I've never married.
Okay, because that's what's coming up, is just kind of like your individuality, your sovereignty is what's coming up. And so I'm the cards that I picked for you, and I love this card, Unfettered. And she's card number 18, and Unfettered is my heart card. And so if the situation, without getting into names or getting into a whole lot of detail, was there something that originally happened that caused these people for you to have an altercation? Because it's 11 years now and you've been there 23. So what was going on in the very first time when you met the person that's bothering you? This is a woman?
Yes. Her dog peed into my air conditioner because she would let the dog out, not on a leash, and he'd just go wherever on anybody's patio. And so he peed into my air conditioner. So I called the animal control person for that. And then the next time was, she had a guest blocking my driveway, so I couldn't get out. And so I went to ask the guest to move, and then she threatened to run me over with her car. So I called the police for that.
Okay. So take a deep breath.
No.
Yeah, take a deep breath. What we're going to do is, can we just have the first name of this person?
I mean,
you don't want to say it on the radio? Okay. Just think of this person.
Okay.
And I'm going to work on that in the background. Another card that came up is the Capricorn energy card. And Capricorn energy is about the mountain goat climbing up the hill and slowly getting to the top. And it's kind of like, it's also about the energy. Capricorn energy is about responsibility. And this is, again, possibilities within challenges. So we want to strengthen you to this. You love living in this place. Is this a condo? Is this a house? Or is it a...
Yeah, it's a townhome, and I love my lake, and it's so peaceful, and it's a fantastic location, and it's very affordable. So I feel like I couldn't find anything to match this at the same price.
Okay, so what I want to do is get you strong first and foremost, because I also picked the surrender card. And surrender, you know which one that is, Will, right? The one with the big bug? Yeah. Do you want to tell her a little bit about the big bug?
Well, the big bug casts a web, right? And the web brings in all sorts of stuff. Now, it's not really a malevolent sort of thing. It's more like this is just what it's learned to feed on. It's like there's many different forms of life in the universe. We breathe oxygen. Trees need to breathe our carbon dioxide. And we crave happiness and other things don't. That's okay. Some things like the dark, and the bug loves the dark. But the only way I've found to deal with the bug is through absolute surrender and gratitude, to be able to say, hey, bug, I'm so thankful for you because you're going to feed on all the stuff that I don't want.
Yeah, what happened is when we were in ayahuasca ceremony, I had a big bug like on my, when you're in ayahuasca ceremony, there's a lot of hallucinations, and Will let the bug go to him instead, and he handled it. And this energy feels very similar. Like this energy feels like you have a lot of karma that's unresolved from past life situations with this woman. And I just would like, because we got another minute, what I'm going to do is, if you want to hang on the break, Will and I are going to work on this, because there's some things that I'm getting for legal reasons just not to say. We'll work on you and see when we come back if how you feel about the situation, because ultimately, what's bothering you is the lack of control in it. And once you have neutrality around this person, and it's no fun to bug somebody who won't be bugged. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, and we'll come back and check in with you after the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We'll make some shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Tooth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetoothisfunny.com and also Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S from the vector.com, if you're interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings. Yes, and you can find me on social media at The Tooth is Funny with Colette, Facebook, Twitter, and all of those things. And I have Will Hatch on with me today as a surprise guest. I'm doing dragon card readings, and we have Kathleen from Minneapolis. We're just going to check in with Kathleen now. Kathleen, how are you feeling right now? Do you feel the same, or is it feeling any different?
I could feel so much calming energy during the breaks. I could tell you were working on me. So there's still like some anxiety like inside my body, but it's a smaller amount.
And what,
thank
what
you.
What number would you say you're at?
I would give it a 4.
Yeah, I got a 3. So this is really good. Because this is 11 years. What I was working on is karma from 11 lifetimes with this person. And
okay.
Can you just tell me what kind of dog she had?
It was a rat terrier. That dog is gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting that there was some karma around getting animals to do dirty work. And So when you have a situation like you have with the people or with neighbors, the more neutral you get to your neighbors, the better. And what I would suggest that you do is when you use the bathroom, when you pee in a jar and mark your territory, mark it all around your yard, pour your urine all the way around your yard and keep doing it.
Okay.
That makes does she have another dog?
They had a rescue dog for a while and then they got rid of that. So there's a potential that they may get another rescue dog at
right.
any time.
Right. Well, dogs mark their territory, so it's important that you mark yours. Verbally, don't engage. What I'm telling many people right now are saying, hey, I've got this person and they're just like, you know, don't engage. Just don't engage. Do not participate in the energy. The more neutral you get, what I was doing is putting like this big Teflon egg around you so that anything that they send your way just falls off. You're not, a lot of times when people are talking about negative psychic energy, they want to bounce it back to the person. Don't do that. That when you're bouncing energy back and forth, all you're doing is making it stronger. Will has some good advice for you also here that he wanted to tell you.
I came to the conclusion that either everything is divine or nothing is divine, right? And so if you can embrace with gratitude whatever the underlying thing is that's pushing you, then I find it's easier to grasp the solution. And this is where the surrender comes in. Just surrendering to the fact that you've asked for some really complex things in your life, and you've also been resisting them in other ways and asking for other things and many things going on here, and you are getting it some way, somehow. And once you see it, then you'll finally get the joke, and then you can laugh. And until then, it's really difficult.
I have to tell you, like, this is so funny, Will, because remember you said to me this morning, because Will's out in the beautiful shed that he built to shed things, and right behind him is my redemption card, and this is the dragon that, she's from Florida, and that's where Mahjayasati Bhagavati is from, and she was an expert in karma, and she identified 11 karmic spaces, but this redemption card is, and that's what threw me when you said 11, that for 11 years I picked up 11 karmic spaces that you're actually working for. And what Ma used to say, she told a story about the monks out at the monastery. And the monastery, like, they were all so happy, except for the gardener. He was always so unhappy. And they'd say, you know, what a beautiful day. And he'd say, no, it's not. And so the head monk comes back and he's, you know, he comes back after a trip and he goes, where's the gardener? And they said, we fired him. Because he was such a pain. And they said, and he said, you fools, here you had the perfect gardener. He was showing you all your weaknesses without any real danger. You know, he was irritating, but there was not, like, if in 11 years they were really going to do something to hurt you, like physically, they would have done it by now. And so just allowing yourself to breathe. And recognize that you have the perfect gardeners here. And they're, as Leroy Malouf, who comes on the show quite often, says, get neutral to everything everybody says and doesn't say, and everything that people do and don't do. And we want to let go of this expectation of these 11, like, I got 11 lifetimes, 11 karmic spaces. And that's what you're working through. And so we're just, this card, you're going to laugh. This is the energetic upgrade from this card. Go deep, unveil your authentic desires, use this card to rein in your ego, to clear karmic debts and payments. And the funny saying is, may your karma never run over your dogma. So this is the perfect card for you. Are you, where are you at on that scale, Kathleen?
I think I'm at a 2.
Yeah, you're sliding down. And so we're just going to strengthen your perception, because after 11 years, let's just clear this need to suffer and struggle and to have this beautiful life and have someone else take it from you. How horrible. See, when we have horrible things like that, and when we get caught up in a battle like this, it's generally because in maybe past life situations, we've been that. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so when we accept that, you know, we're all perfectly imperfect, and we're just going to strengthen this, everything between the two of you, everything that you love about humanity and everything you dislike about humanity, it's kind of like you two came to a clash. And so you're not going to round up a team so that you can have three people fighting for their three people, right?
Right.
We're just going to get strong. You're going to go inward. You're going to pee in a jar and mark your territory and claim it. You'll be surprised how quickly that will change. And every time you do that, you're going to laugh.
Thank you.
I can guarantee you will laugh because you'll be thinking, oh, I'm finally doing something. Something that... And, you know, you might want, you know, like, you know, it's just like, so really strengthen, like, if you've listened to this show at all, if you want to go to my site, I have a lot of information on there about how to strengthen yourself. My book will also energetically shift people automatically. So just, you know, the more neutral you get, the less that this will impact you. And I'm getting there already. And don't be surprised if all of a sudden they decide that they want to come on over.
What?
Once you energetically shift people, all of a sudden they're going to start liking you.
Oh.
And that would be, like, really surprising, right?
That would be, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. And so I'm just looking at the timing now. We have time for the next caller, I think.
Do it.
Right. And by the way, Carter is away on holidays, and we wish you a happy, happy holiday, Carter. And we have Rob producing today, and we want to thank you, Rob, for doing such an awesome job.
And I want to thank you for the offer for your couch, Rob. I can't wait to come to
Anytime. Open invite all the time.
So who's our next caller, Rob?
We have Liz from San Diego. You're on the air with Colette Steffen.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Will.
Hi, how are you, Liz? We haven't heard from you.
I'm very good. On the phone. You and I have worked together privately, and I don't think I updated you after the last time. You worked with me around my teeth, but it wasn't really my teeth. Everything's going phenomenal. So thank you.
Okay, so, so that's so good to hear. So how are your teeth?
Teeth are absolutely fine.
No
discomfort, no symptoms at all. Yeah. And the emotions around that, but it was, definitely deep stuff that keeps on, unfolding, but the teeth are absolutely great.
Awesome.
And what I'm calling about today is work. I have a home organizing business that I've enjoyed doing, and in the last about a year, it's been very slow, and I haven't been motivated to do anything about it, and I'm not sure why. And it occurred to me that I changed the name of it recently, and it's sort of like everything kind of dropped after that.
Okay.
I don't know if that's related.
What's coming up? We have to take a break right away, but if you just give us a number between 0 to 10, 0 being neutral, 10 mm-hmm. being this is really bothering you, where are you on that scale?
I would say 6, maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. I'm getting more of a 3, and I'll explain to you why when we come back. And hang on, we come back after the break, we'll work on it during the break, Will and I, and then we'll fill you in on what we picked up, and I'll pick 3 cards for you also. And I just wanted to say for everybody out there, I just wanted to let you know that there is no Holistic Fair in August. Having said that, we will be at the Holistic Fair back in Kelowna here at the Laurel Packard building on that will be on September the 16th, I believe. Yes. And I also am so excited to say that I will be speaking out at the it's the Interior Wellness Festival in Kamloops, October 19th to 21st. And I think I'm doing 3 talks there. And we also will have an exhibitors booth there. And what's so exciting for me is we'll also have exhibitors, Cindy Lee Wilson Yelland, who is one of my major dragon sayers. She gives the feng shui talks at the layer 1, layer 2, and layer 3 seminars, and layer 4. She will be running that the fair at the Holistic Fair in Kelowna while I'm in Kamloops. So we're really excited about that. The dragon sayers are going to finally get out and do their thing. Anyway, we'll be back after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my guest on the show with me, Will Hatch, and I have Liz from, is it San Francisco, Liz?
San Diego.
I thought that doesn't sound right. So, Liz, we were working on this a little bit over the break. So, this... You're bored with this business. The first card, this is good. I picked up the first card that I picked for you is the number 3 dragon, sexuality. That's the red dragon that he's from Russia. He's all about performance. So, and it's kind of like you're bored. You know, it's kind of like bored. If you have a lover that's not that exciting anymore. Like if you love your business and you looked at it and it took so much to get it going and you had to flirt with it and you had to get them interested in you and yeah, you were interested, you know how that feeling is where it's all new and you're all like in love, you know? Well, you know, I also picked the joy card, which is the Heart of Isis. That's card number 22. And she's about all the beautiful, like maternal, like Isis, Madonna energy and all the joy of creation and birthing something. This is a dragonfly. And then there's also the jealousy card that came up, which is a karmic space. And it's almost like you're jealous of yourself before when you started your business because you were excited about it. So you changed the name in the hopes that that would stimulate you or motivate you is what's coming up. Will has some good advice for you here.
You?
Yeah, okay. You said about management, Will.
Oh.
Yeah, that was 4 corrections ago, though. Yes. It might be different advice now.
No, I like that. You still feel good for management. Like, you're really good at organizing things. But if you're bored with this, that's a huge skill, and the world really needs that. There's a lot of places you can apply that.
Mm-hmm. And so when you think about your business right now, like, where are you at now, number-wise?
The business itself, I'm kind of low, like, just 1 or 2, if at all. there's a fear of just, you know, making money any other way, like, sort of like... not really being looking at qualified on paper for anything else. So it's been sort of maybe like the guy you're dating where, you know, it's like, well, at least he likes me.
yeah, there you go. You've got it, right?
You know, it's like I'm bored, but nobody else is going to want to be with me.
Right.
You are hugely qualified. Running a business takes many skills. Once you start to organize them all on paper, you'll see that.
Yes. I'm getting a very strong update to resume. A lot of people, I'm telling you. Because there's so many skills that you don't recognize that you have. And so it's about you entertaining the thought. I just worked with a client. She actually was at my seminar, at my last Layer 1 seminar. And, you know, she was working for herself for quite a long time. She used to be an admin. And we did some corrections, and she realized, you know what? I was amazing at that job. And now that I've had the experience on this other side, I'm ready. And she got the job. She got this beautiful job, and it's working out beautifully for her. I had like 7 people that I've been working with last week step into totally new careers. And 5 of them were from the seminar. And one of them is just saying she was working for herself also for like 5 years, contracting herself out. And now she said, oh my God, I love this job. It's almost too good to be true. I'm like, she had to have a session because it was too good to be true. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So we want to really strengthen you to this, that you, it's coming up your deserving energy. And Will, what else? Like, cause we're going to run out of time. What do you like from your own experience? And Will has a lot of experience regarding this management, managing jobs, et cetera.
It's about how you sell yourself. You have to value yourself when you come in the door, and you have to just ooze that value off of you. You manage things, you organize things, you deal with people and help them to organize things. That's a manager. That's a manager right there. So shoot for management positions, and you're highly qualified for those. See, I'm an electrical engineer, but I have some strong ethical disagreements with the professional organization that governs engineers. So I'm not a professional engineer. So then I'm sort of in an interesting spot in the job market, because I can't just come in and say I'm a PEng and I can stamp my drawings. I come in and say I'm an engineer, but I prefer doing design systems. I make my own. And now I'm an administration. I don't do work anymore. I manage the systems that do work. And I assist people, and I get them the tools that they need in the order that they need them. And I do support, but I no longer do the work. I manage the systems because I love the intricacy and the complexity of how all these different pieces come together. And one day I might get the beautiful challenge of creating some custom tool to take information and push it across seamlessly. Oh, those are the days. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I have to sell myself.
Yeah. And so this is what's coming up for you, is that you're not recognizing all your qualities. And so that's what I've been working on, is for you to really step into this and you know, really recognize when people start to write down what they've done, where they've been, who they are, it'll blow your mind. And this is an exercise that some marketing people had me do. When I wanted to go out and do this work and I hadn't a clue how to do it, what happened is they told me to send out to 10 different people to please describe in 3 words what they felt were my strongest qualities. And I was terrified. I was terrified what they would say. Oh my God, the information that came back to me was so amazing from so many different people. And then I use that, and I use that to gain strength to move into a new way of being. And I'm getting, for you, you can do this, but I'm getting, if you're going to do this, you need to turn it into like a, what would they call that when you have a, Will, what is it when you have a business that a whole bunch of people buy? It's the word.
Investment capital or...
More like when you walk in and it's a brand, you know, like you could have 10 of these and have 10 people working for you.
Oh, a franchise.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, when I'm correcting, sometimes words leave. We only have a minute left. Thank you for calling in. I can see you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Right. And thanks. Will, and
yeah.
Last
oh, yeah.
Here.
You got on a scale from 1 to 10. You forgot that.
What's that?
Where is she on a scale from 0 to 10? That's all.
Oh, she's yeah, I think she's off now.
Well,
are you off,
Liz?
Yeah.
Thanks
no, thank
me.
You for showing up on the show again. And, you know, thank you for the callers calling in and really enjoy that. And thank you, Rob, for producing. Thank you, Pat, for allowing all of us this wonderful opportunity. We'll be back next Wednesday. And I will have
the Layer 4 manual.
Pardon me?
Look forward to Layer 4 manual.
Oh, yeah. We're working on it right now as we speak. And I just wanted to say I'll have my beautiful sister, Sharan Sirdar, on next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.